This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Wolves appear to be moving further east in the state than they have since reintroduction. CPR's Dan Boyce reports a couple lone wolves spent some time in the southern Front Range Mountains.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it's likely two individuals roaming widely across the state looking for a mate. GPS collar data shows them moving into Front Range counties from Douglas down to Huerfano. CPW wolf monitoring and data collector Brenna Cassidy says she has not heard of sightings near populated areas.
Wolves are quite nervous around people generally. It's very, very rare to have a wolf be close to a town like that.
The state's four wolf packs, meanwhile, have established territories in the Central Mountains. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Some Persians in Colorado say they're conflicted about the monumental change in Iran and are wary of foreign intervention and war. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
As of Monday, Shida Dashti hasn't been able to reach her father, who lives in Tehran. She's anxious about that, but also says,
"There is a glimpse of hope. I feel like we are daring to have hope that finally we can get rid of this murderous regime, that people can, you know, take over and determine their next chapter better this time."
It's led to mixed feelings. Over the weekend, U.S. and Israeli strikes killed hundreds of Iranian civilians, including more than 150 school children, and also killed the supreme leader.
"One minute we are laughing, one minute we are crying."
If something is to come out of the conflict, many people hope it's change. Ava Kian, CPR News.
And at CPR.org, read more about the state's third confirmed measles case this year. This is CPR News and KRCC.